The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
It is currently 12 minutes past 10 o'clock here at WLEW, and our guest in the studio today is Mandy Cole with the Sebring Chamber of Commerce. We're talking about the Michigan Sugar Festival coming up this coming weekend. And you're kind of like the first major festival of the summer here in the Thumb.
Yes, we are.
So you get everybody all worked up because they got a festival to go to this weekend. It'll be in Sebring Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But I think you got some events a little on Thursday, too.
Well, they're supposed to be golfing right now. the Sugar Slicers right now, but that's already booked up and obviously going on right now. So hopefully they can get out there and golf. I'm sure they'll have a good time, even if they don't.
Well, there's always the 19th hole.
Yep. actually, everything begins tomorrow, tomorrow evening. Tomorrow during the day is townwide garage sales, tomorrow and Thursday from 9 to 5, and then the midway starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
So you've got a four-day midway, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes, yep.
And the Skirbeck people, you understand, are returning this year?
Yes, yep.
Bringing all the favorites back?
I'm sure they will.
And that just gets the things going. Thursday nights you've got wine and beer tasting as well.
Yes.
Which can be a favorite for a lot of people.
Yeah, this is the first year we've done a wine and beer tasting. Dizzy Daisy Winery out of Bad Axe is going to be there with samples of wine. And Smith's Distributing will be there with samples of beer. It's $10 and you get 8 samples. And then you can actually purchase more tickets to buy more wine and beer as well. And there's going to be a DJ also. So
you have beverages, you have music, you have everything you need for
a conversation. Yep, it'll be a good night, and it'll be the first time we've ever done something like this, and everybody's looking really forward to that.
And turnout, everybody, if you want it to continue, the best way to ensure that is to have a good turnout and tell the people at the chamber, hey, this works.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Typically, festivals are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sometimes the festivals don't even really kick off till the evening,
right?
Because you know people are working. But
yep.
How are you doing that in Sebring this year? You already started Thursday night, so I assume Friday is going to be a full schedule day.
Friday is a full scheduled kids' day. Yep, we've actually, this has been Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for years and years. Friday, townwide garage sales again, and then the kids will have the most fun on Friday. I'll have fun all weekend, but Friday's more for the kids. They have the petting zoo, the kids' activities, and then the child safety activities, all from 9 a.m. all the way till 3 p.m., and then at 5:30 is the children's parade, and that's followed by the candy drop right at the park.
Wow. And hopefully the kids are out of school by then.
Yeah, actually, USA, yeah, hopefully. USA is half a day today, so.
Because with last winter, we kind of thought they might be going till July 4th in some places.
Yeah, yeah.
But the kids will be out, and they'll be looking for things to do.
Yes,
and,
yep.
And these are great things. Do these require adult supervision, or can they just
well, no,
take
I,
a group of them come along?
I think you need your parents around, yeah.
When we were kids, it was basically, he had breakfast, I'll see you at lunch.
Yeah, no, it's not like that so much anymore. But no, there's going to be face painting and that sort of thing. That there's also inflatables in the tennis courts from noon to 4 on Friday. And then arts and crafts shows for adults and kids too. And Midway opens at noon also. So there's lots of things going on all day on Friday for kids and adults. The live tiger show begins at 12:30. There's 7 shows all through the weekend.
Explain that a little more. That's we're not talking, you know, we got a Detroit tiger.
Nope. These are live actual real tigers. There's going to be a show. This is sponsored by a local Farm Bureau insurance agents. So we thank them for that. And it's free to anybody. There's 7 opportunities to see these beautiful animals. I saw them last year at a fair, and I've seen them already in Sebring, and I didn't see the show in Sebring, but they're there, and they're getting used to their environment, and it'll
there
be
are tigers right now in Sebring.
Yes, there is. and
you don't mess with that town when you got tigers.
No, that's there. Right. It'll be a great show. It's an educational show. Kids will love it. My two kids loved it last year when they saw it, and I took my son down there yesterday morning to spy on them a little bit, and he was grinning ear to ear, and adults will love it too. The tigers,
the educational part's important.
Yes, absolutely. Yep,
they're endangered.
Yep, and some of them are. Yep,
we're looking to restore habitat.
Yep,
and we don't want to lose these.
Yep,
things.
And
they're
the
beautiful.
Yep, and the company, the man who does this, he that's his most passionate thing is stressing the importance of education on the tigers. So he really emphasizes that a lot.
You're also going to have something called an Xbox trailer, and that kind of piqued my interest. Is that what I'm thinking it is for gamers?
Yes, yep. And it's a big semi-trailer that they're pulling in for 8 hours, and the trailer will be there, and you can walk in the trailer and play some video games.
And, I mean, you know, you go to arcade, you stick quarters in. How does this
work? Almost positive it's with your wristband, because this year we're doing wristbands rather than tickets. You can still buy tickets at the park for rides and things, but there is wristbands on sale right now for $15. You can buy those at the park also. Those will be $18 after starting Thursday night. So if you buy them right now, they're $15 and then $18 at the park, but you can also buy tickets. So I'm not sure how many tickets it'll cost to get in the Xbox trailer, but I know your wristband will get you in there.
And is that good for one day, or
wristbands are one day? Yep.
Okay, but then again, you can go on as many rides as you want.
It's a very good deal, because last year, you know, the last few years we had $15 for a sheet of tickets for presale. So to the same price, you're getting to go all day. So it's a really, really good deal this year.
And when you buy it, you buy it for Thursday or for Friday, Saturday, or
no? Right now for pre-sales, you buy a coupon, mm-hmm. and you can turn that coupon in any day you want. Oh. And then the carnival personnel will attach the wristband to the child or whoever is riding the rides.
Oh, okay. I knew there had to be a mechanism in there.
Oh yeah, control, yeah.
All right. You're going to have a children's parade on Friday as well.
Yep.
And a candy drop. I imagine that has to be fun with the kids.
Yeah.
How are you dropping the candy?
The fire department does it, actually, and I'm honestly have never been down there to see it for that. I'm usually there.
Take a ladder truck up or something.
Yeah, they just kind of throw it on the grass, and the kids run after it, from what I understand. So, yeah, it's a good time for the kids.
Terrific. And laser tag. And we're getting into the games here. You have the Xbox trailer and you have laser tag. How does that work? Is that kind of what I think it is?
Probably, yeah. The gear and
the
gear. Yep.
And it registers if you get hit, that
type
of thing?
Yep, that sort of thing. That'll be the laser tag and the inflatables. They're taking turns in there that'll be all in the tennis courts. It'll be all enclosed in the tennis courts, which is right in the beginning of the midway section. So you won't miss it. It'll be all right there for kids.
And do you need to bring a team, or can you play this singularly?
I think singularly. I don't think you have to bring a team. No. I mean, if you want to bring a team, it might be okay, but you can't gang up on kids, so that would be bad.
Well, I don't know how this is played. You know, I'm an old fuddy-duddy.
Me either, because it's the first year that Bayshore Camp is actually bringing that and the inflatables, so it's the first year that they've ever done this, so we'll just kind of learn as we go.
And I see you got a favorite coming for a lot of people in the area, B-I-N-G-O.
Yep, bingo. From 6 to 10 on Friday night, and that's always a big, that's a fun thing to do. So
I have watched people drive through a snowstorm because they know there's bingo coming.
Oh, sure.
I can't imagine a Friday night in Sebring wouldn't be perfect to go play bingo.
Yep.
And then the opening ceremonies officially kick off Friday night?
At 7 o'clock. That'll be on the main stage, right on at the North Ball Diamond, right in the middle of the park. The National Anthem and Honor Guard and the introduction of the Grand Marshal will be going on, along with the crowning of the Michigan Sugar Queen, Prince and Princess crowning, and the new Sebring Junior Teen and Teen Queen crownings.
And I understand you're first Sugar Queen ever is going to be your Grand Marshal
yes.
this year.
Yes, she is. Our very first Sugar Queen, Marianne Hornbacher-Lacourse, will be there as our Grand Marshal. So if you don't see her on Friday night, you'll be able to catch her in the parade on Saturday.
And, wow, 50th.
Yes, it's a big deal.
Is this the 50th for the Michigan Sugar Festival?
Yes.
So you're celebrating the big 5-0.
Yeah, it's our golden sugar festival. Absolutely. Yep.
Hard to believe. You know, it started all the way back then. It's for the town. It's not for the company. It's for the town.
It's for the town, Sebring. Yep. Some guys went to Michigan Sugar Company 50 years ago and brought it up, and they, you know, the company was on board, and the company has always sponsored and been supportive of the festival. But it is Sebring Chamber of Commerce's festival, and it's Sebring's festival. But the Michigan Sugar Company is a proud sponsor, and they, for 50 years, they have done the Michigan Sugar Queen competition, so that is kind of their thing as well. So,
and prince and princess and the new junior teen and teen queen crownings are going to be taking place.
Yes,
I assume that if people want to participate next year, that they can contact your folks and you can tell them what the age requirements are and all the other
it's
things.
All on it's all yep. It'll also be on SeaWingChamber.com, the website, all year. So we'll have pictures posted to there probably in the next few weeks after everything's said and done and we catch our breath. We'll have some pictures and some more information on things on that. Next year, I know basically now from 6 years old to 23 years old, you could be crowned at the Michigan Sugar Festival.
With something. Terrific. And then, of course, the evening we'll have some entertainment.
Yep, Rebooted is coming. I've never heard them, but I've heard they're great. So, yep. Absolutely.
Is that the main park downtown where they do
yep.
all of this stuff?
Yep, everything's right at the main. Well, not everything's at the main park. The majority of the things are at the main park.
Which is kind of the whole point of the festival, is to let people see what Sebring has to offer.
Yeah, the point of the festival is to bring people into town and get people to patronize our businesses and to enjoy the Sugar Festival and the Midway and the Carnival and everything that the village park and the town has to offer. Yep.
And to put that whole sleepy little town thing to bed. That ain't even
happening. Oh, we don't that's sleep in Sebring. Heavens no.
That's going to be a big Friday night.
Yeah.
And if you stay up till 1 a.m. until they're done, you're going to have to get your cat naps real quick, because right away in the morning, it starts all over again.
You got to start running, literally.
Really? 5K, I see here.
Yep, 8 o'clock, the Rotary is sponsoring the Beat Feet 5K. I think you can walk or run that. It starts and ends at Bayshore Camp. Registration form is on SeaWingChamber.com right now. And I'm going to try and get that the link to that on our Facebook page as well shortly.
Okay, well, I understand then the Grand Parade starts off.
Grand Parade at 10:30. This is the biggest event of the Sugar Festival. I guess the biggest headcount, you could call it. The Grand Parade, I'm not sure how many entries, but we usually get 80 to 100. With it being election year, I'd say we'd be closer to 100.
everybody wants to
promote themselves. Yep. But it'll be great, because we have the first Sugar Queen, we'll have the outgoing Sugar Queen, the new Sugar Queen that gets crowned, the new Prince and Princess, the outgoing Prince and Princess, the new Sugar Teen Queen and Junior Teen Queen, and we'll also have The ex-past Sugar Queens are going to be on a float as well. About 15 to 17 of us will be on the float.
Of us?
Yes.
Does that mean you're going to be on the
I
float?
I was 13 years ago, Michigan Sugar Queen 2001, yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. We'll be those, you know, some things. And then obviously the tractors and the trucks and the businesses and the floats. And it's everybody loves the parade. The Grand Parade is just great. And the woman that coordinates it, she does an amazing, amazing job. She really does.
Is it too late to get involved in the
parade? Absolutely not. She will take entries till Friday.
So if you want to get into the parade, who do they contact? Is it the chamber site? Or
You can go to the chamber site, but it's Donna Walsh. And her phone number is 883-3599.
She will get you in line.
She will get you in line and get you rolling. Absolutely.
Not behind any horses, because walking, that's never a good thing.
No, right, yep.
Will there be horses in the parade?
Actually, yes. The Michigan Sugar has got their covered wagon and horses coming this year, so that's pretty exciting. That's a really, really neat entry. It's the old covered wagon style with the horse-drawn wagon, so that's really neat.
No tigers?
No, tigers will not be in the parade.
Okay, didn't. Just ask.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have barbecue.
Yep, the Fireman Chicken Barbecue starts at noon, and it's always a good meal. Parade ends at, you know, at the park. Walk yourself down to the park and get some barbecue, and then enjoy the festivities at the park.
And who does the barbecue?
The fire department.
And if the fire department, if anybody knows how to get the coals going,
yeah, they do. And they know how to put them out too, hopefully.
In the end, yeah.
In the end. Yeah.
And also the Midway opens right at that time, so
yep.
you can chow down, or you can hold off a little bit so you're not getting your stomach all upset by going on the rides afterwards.
Yep. The museums are open also on Friday and Saturday. The museums are open, and Friday, I forgot to mention, the museums also have tacos in a bag at the Old Township Hall on Center Street. And then the museums will be open. Both museums are on Center Street, the Old Township Hall and the, I'm drawing a blank. The big house on the corner there. Anyhow, the museums will be open. There's really, really very interesting stuff, and I'm sure they'll be emphasizing sugar and the agricultural industry on there in
Which
their
has
displays.
Been a big part of Seaboing.
Oh
for
yes,
so many
years. Yes, absolutely. Over 100 years. Yep. And then we also have some old sugar beet harvesters, all the way up to some new self-propelled sugar beet harvester, will be on display on the corner of Bay and Center Street. Just walk around, take a look at them. It's really interesting to see the old ones and right up to the new ones, and kids really enjoy that also.
Is the very oldest one just a big shovel?
Well, I'm sure we could stick a shovel in the ground, but yeah, that's how they used to do it, and they have a beet lifter, and I'm not sure if they'll have an actual beet lifter, but there is a beet lifter sitting outside the ag office in Seaboing, so when you're driving by the ag office of Michigan Sugar Company, there's an old beet lifter sitting there, so it's pretty neat to see what it used to be and what we've gotten to, so... Very neat.
We have to become more efficient if we're going to be growing.
And
more.
That we are. And I can't imagine in 20 years what we'll be doing then. So probably remote control from our living rooms.
Well,
so
hover beat.
Yeah.
Harvesters.
Probably.
You're going to have an arts and crafts show at the main park. That sounds like things that a lot of people get into.
Yep. That's Friday and Saturday from noon till 9. Lots of different arts and crafts, and the girls do a great job coordinating that and getting lots of different vendors in for that.
And these are people who bring their wares around and
yep.
try to show you what they can
yep.
do with their artwork and their craftiness.
Yep, absolutely.
The inflatables are back. They're not a superhero cartoon thing. These are the inflatables.
Yeah, the play inflatables, yep.
And they basically are there for the kids.
Yep, and those will be in the tennis courts again, yep.
Okay. And then we start again with more live tigers.
Yep, we have three tiger shows on Saturday, 12:30, 3:30, and 6:30. The tiger shows run 20, 30 minutes, and they'll, again, sponsored by Farm Bureau, and they'll be great for all ages. I know there's a lady, I don't know if she's listening right now, but she was so excited about those, Gail, and she was very, very excited about the tigers coming. So we got the tigers here for Gail.
You've also got some volleyball.
Actually, the volleyball tournament was canceled. We didn't have enough teams. Big bummer.
You got to get the word out. Just let people know that if you want these things, you got to participate.
Yes.
It's not a spectator sport. It's one of those where you have to participate.
And it's been a really great thing the last 3 years. This year, people are just busy. Everybody says Sugar Festival is earlier this year, but it's, you know, we've always had it the third weekend in June, but the way the weekends fell, June 1st was on a Sunday, so it's technically the third Sunday in June, but not the third Saturday, so it's kind of got a little, people thrown off a little bit, and there's grad parties and that sort of thing, too, so, but hopefully next year.
People are starting to feel spring, too.
Right, the weather's not very good. So hopefully next year we can get that back together, so that'll be good.
So it's not a lost cause?
No. Just not enough for this year, right, yep.
You're going to have lawnmower racing?
Lawnmower racing at the corner of Bay and Center, which is near the sugar beet harvester, is on display. That'll be going from 1 o'clock all the way to, 4 o'clock.
And basically, are they just cutting your lawns and you're getting it for free with the racing?
Sure.
Just doing it quickly on Saturday?
No, from what I've heard, these are pretty souped-up lawnmowers, so they'll be entertaining.
Then I understand the magic starts.
There's a comedian, magician. He doesn't really like to call himself just a magician because he's more of a comedian and does some magic things. And he's on the main stage at 2 o'clock. He's pretty sure to be pretty entertaining from what I've heard.
Okay. Bed races, are they still
on? Those are not, but they do have the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Youth Group is doing a dunk tank from noon to 6.
Okay.
So if you want to come and get dunked, go on down. Or want to dunk somebody.
That's where you purchase so many baseballs.
Yep, and try and hit the target.
Down they go.
Yep.
Woo-hoo.
Yep.
Okay. I assume entertainment in the evening.
Well, we missed the tractor pull at 6 o'clock. The TTPA,
people would call entertainment.
Yeah, I know. The Thumb Tractor Pulling Association tractor pull, that's at the MPX Motocross Racetrack, which is just a couple miles north of town. Has to be there because it's a huge, huge event. It's been growing. This is, I think, the third or fourth year I can't remember. It's all meshing into one now, but the tractor pull was about, 300-400 the first year, 500-600, and last year I think we're up to about 600-700 people that showed up to watch the tractor pulls. So it's a very, very big event, very, very exciting, and yeah, it's a good quality family show. There's lots of all different ages that show up there, so.
You don't need the rumbling of these tractors cracking people's plaster in their nice vintage homes downtown Safeway.
Nope. So that's, and there's just not enough parking in downtown. So for all the cars that come, to accommodate 600 people and, that many vehicles and then all the trailers at the trucks and semis and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a pretty darn big event.
Okay. And then you do have other entertainment in the evening.
Yep, we have main stage at 7 o'clock, again, the past Sugar Queens, which will include the first Sugar Queen and about 22 other queens. We were hoping to get more, but they're all over the country, all over the state, and it was difficult to track them all down, and we tracked most of them down, but lots of things going on, so some of them couldn't make it. But 21 of us will be on the main stage with our crowns and sashes and reliving our glory days, I guess.
Well, that's close to half.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's all right. And then after the past Sugar Queens speak, we'll have music by Rebooted for a little while until the fireworks and the music and the entertainment tent will begin at 9.
And where are the fireworks shot off from? Are they right downtown? Can you just be in the park, or do you need to find a better vantage point?
No, in the park at the South Ball Diamond is probably the best place to see them. Or on the corner of Bay and Center, there's a big open lot there, and that's probably the best place. You can see them a couple miles down the road, but you won't see all of them. You'll just see the big, tall ones. The fireworks is also done to music, and you can tune into 107.3 FM and watch the fireworks to music.
Okay. It's not going to scare the tigers, are you?
They'll be okay.
Then Sunday morning, breakfast. Everybody loves a good breakfast.
Yep.
And they're going to need it after all that Saturday night and their eyes are bloodshot. Let's and head to the breakfast. Is that the Covered Park Pavilion?
Yep, and that's done by the USA FFA and FFA alumni. So the pancake breakfast will be at the Park Pavilion, which is right on 3rd Street, kind of on the corner of 3rd and Mason Street. And it's a great breakfast. I go there every year and get my fill for the day and helps you start your day.
Is it a fundraiser for the kids?
Yes, yep, it's a fundraiser for USA FFA. Yep.
So it's a good meal and a good cause,
yep.
And you just can't beat that any way around.
Yep. And then at 10:30, the worship service has been moved to Bayshore Camp this year. So head for breakfast and then head out to the worship service or go to service and then come for breakfast.
And it's a community-type service.
Yes.
For everybody.
Yep, non-denominational community service, yep.
All right. Then the activities begin on Sunday. Sunday is not a, kind of a write-off day or anything, where it's not four or anything.
We're still going.
to full advantage.
Yep. We have Little League Championship games. The Midway opens again at noon. The Kitty Tractor Pull, which is just the pedal tractors, that starts at 1 o'clock, the registration, and then the actual pulling will begin at 2. Museums are open again. There's a car show downtown at the corner of Main and Center at the Missionary Church there. And the motorcycle show will be right across the road from there. So a car and motorcycle show from 1 to 5 right downtown.
Do they still need entries for that?
I'm really not sure. You could show up or you could contact Sons Life Missionary Church, which is downtown, and you can find out more, because they're kind of putting it on and sponsoring it. So I'm not sure how they're doing. I think it's just show up and show your stuff off.
Because a lot of people might say, if it's a nice day, if
yeah,
it's not,
come out for a drive.
I have to go home and yep. wipe it down.
Yeah, come out for a drive. Yep. Also from 1 to 5 is the Natural Tones Polka Band. And yes, we will have a wood dance floor. So those of you that like to polka, come on out for the Natural Tones.
And that's always a good show. They put on a good one.
Yes.
Okay. I understand you're going to be scooping a little later in the afternoon, too, some ice cream.
Yep, Ice Cream Social, which is sponsored by the Historical Society. That'll be by the Food Pavilion from 2 to 6. And then there's the two Tiger shows from 1 o'clock and 4:30. Those will be the last two times you'll be able to see the Tigers. And then the button drawing, and then the annual End of Sugar Festival Farmers versus Merchants game, softball game. I know they've got some things up their sleeve. I don't know what. They're going to make it a little more entertaining this year. They've been talking about it all winter. They probably won't decide till a half hour before they start playing. It's always entertaining and hilarious to watch those guys play. But now they're going to make it a little bit even more fun to watch.
Upping the ante here.
Yeah, they are.
Who is the reigning champ going into the game?
I cannot remember. I know the Farmers won for quite a few years, but the Merchants won too. It goes back and forth pretty well. So.
Well, that makes a good rivalry.
Yeah, it is. It's very. It's fun.
One sided. Nobody's going to be. You know.
Yep. Yep. It's pretty fun.
You're still not done.
No. Really. Well, that's usually the last thing, but this year we decided we're going to try on Sunday night to have some entertainment in the tent from 7 to 10. The Steel Cowboys will be playing. It's free to get in there. You just have to pay for your beverages. There's no cover. It's kind of the wrap-up, let loose, and I think all of us volunteers will probably be in there catching our breath.
Well, and a lot of people come up to the parks and that, and they stay for the week, and it's
yes.
nice to have something on Sunday night.
Yeah.
And yep. make it a whole weekend.
Yep, and it's just from 7 to 10 for a few hours. So after the Farmer Merchant game, go right into the beer tent and entertainment tent. I'm hoping that'll be good old fun.
Now, is all of the scheduled events on your website?
Yep, it's
people missed
yep.
it. We went through it kind of fast, and
yep.
maybe they piqued their interest in one or two things
yep.
and didn't know the time.
Everything is on SebringChamber.com. You can also go to Michigan Sugar Festival on Facebook. There's some information on there. We'll be posting things every day on the Facebook page. The whole schedule events is on the website, but you can also pick up these beautiful commemorative programs all over Sebring there at most of the businesses, and they'll be down at the park as well.
The Michigan Sugar Festival, 50 years?
50 years.
And going to be doing this till you got 100?
I would hope so. I personally will not. But I'm sure somebody will. I'm sure it'll be great.
It's going strong. And
yes,
the
yes.
The community loves it. And
yep.
every year they look forward to it.
Yep.
And you keep adding more to it. And
yep.
You might need to add more days to it.
No, I don't think we'll add more days. I think us volunteers, and we're always looking for more volunteers, but I think most of us are, we're pretty happy with the way it is right now, Thursday through Sunday, and we'll be fine with that for many, many years.
Well, thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Again, you can check out the entire schedule at the Sebring Chamber of Commerce website or the Facebook page and just find out when the events are happening and be downtown Sebring for all of the action starting Thursday, really, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, full days of activities, Friday mainly for the kids in the morning, and a lot of things going on in Sebring at this year's Michigan Sugar Festival, 50th annual, including the very first Michigan Sugar Queen will
yes.
be back.
Yes.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.